From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. We turn now to your comments. We got a lot of mail about our story on Mildred Loving.
Mrs. Loving was one of the plaintiffs in the landmark Supreme Court case Loving versus Virginia, and she passed away late last week. That case put an end to laws banning interracial marriage.
We received this from Elias Lieberman of Falmouth, Massachusetts. I was very moved by your story about Mildred and Richard Loving, he writes. Their love, courage, and determination clearly helped make our nation a better place. But I was disappointed, Mr. Lieberman continues, that there was no mention in your report of the ongoing struggle for marriage equality. As a resident of Massachusetts, where the right to same-sex marriage is now legally guaranteed, I look forward to the day when the U.S. Supreme Court strikes down yet another impediment to loving marriages.
Finally, we may have mischaracterized an odd moment in history in another story from yesterday. We were reporting on a move to restore the Miami Marine Stadium. The arena has been the site of a number of historic events. We refer to one of them from the 1972 Republican National Convention, where we said Richard Nixon hugged Sammy Davis Jr.
Well, Bob McGrath of Morton, Pennsylvania, sent us this. Richard Nixon didn't hug Sammy Davis Jr. Sammy Davis Jr. hugged Nixon. McGrath goes on, Nixon was taken completely off guard, Davis squeezing him, arms and all, like a big limp noodle. Let's be careful how we rewrite history. Richard Nixon was not a hugger.
Well, that letter sent the Rat Pack aficionado on our staff running to his computer. In fact, we found a picture of that infamous hug in Miami's Marine Stadium, and it's clear that the hugger was Sammy Davis Jr.
I'm not sure if that's a hug or a half Nelson. I've been looking at that picture, and you can see it on our website, npr.org. We don't necessarily need your hugs, but we would like your comments. You can write to us at npr.org/contact.